And welcome back. George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, for Brian's sake and his clogged arteries, if he's going to be taking a statin drug, he should be taking the supplement CoQ10 to replace some of that, right?
That's great stuff. CoQ10 is great for a lot of things. It's a cellular energizer is what it is. Plus, it's involved in detoxification, very important for heart health issues. In fact, folks who have heart disease, heart failure, who've had heart surgery, CoQ10 is absolutely invaluable. You'll find that, of course, in the healthy brain and heart pack from longevity. But I want everybody to understand, these statin drugs, you know, they hand them out like they're M&Ms. The whole idea of a statin drug is to suppress cholesterol production because the thinking is, well, there's cholesterol in the blood vessels, and so we'll just stop cholesterol. We'll just stop the body from making cholesterol. Well, that's a very foolish strategy because cholesterol is involved in so many different health functions. It's involved in brain health and cellular health. It's a raw material for hormones and vitamin D and bile. It's just in fact, arguably, it's the most important molecule in the body. I go on out on a limb and say it is the most important molecule in the body, and it is just foolhardy for a pharmacological strategy that shuts down this molecule. The reason people have cholesterol deposits is because the blood vessels are weak. This allows the cholesterol to sink into the blood vessels. It's like nature's Band-Aid, as I said earlier. So what you want to do is you want to strengthen those blood vessels from two directions. First of all, you want to eliminate, this is for everybody on a statin drug now, or anybody who's got any kind of vascular blockages. You want to approach it from two directions. Number one, you want to make sure that you're building the connective tissue, which is the main component in these blood vessels, and that's all the things we talked about, including the healthy bone and joint pack and the OsteoFX and glucogel caps. And there's a whole bunch of longevity products that are important for building that connective tissue. And as I said earlier, when you build the connective tissue in the blood vessels, you get less wrinkles. You improve your glaucoma. You get stronger bones. You build the entire connective tissue system in the body. And then secondly, you approach it from what you don't put in the body, which is the sugar and the smoking and the processed food. All of these things break down the blood vessels. And this is so important because, George, these are lifestyle issues. They're not medical issues. We have medicalized what is just lifestyle, and we pay the price because the more medicalization and pharmacalization and more doctors and more prescription drugs and more interventions that we have, the sicker we become. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's insane. What we have to do is we have to understand our responsibility, tap into the body's healing, built-in healing nature with nutritional supplementation, dietary strategies, and, of course, spiritual and mental and emotional protocols as well.
Brian, take care of yourself and keep in touch with us. Give us periodic updates on what's going on. Next up, let's go to Joe in Medina, Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Thank you, George, and thank you, Ben Fuchs. You guys are, I say it, George and Ben, you guys are both patriots. You are, Ben.
Thank you.
You're absolutely amazing. I talked to you. I called in before, talked to Ben about acetylcysteine. I want to ask you to address something. First, I have a couple comments I want to make, and then what I want you to address when I'm done is osteoporosis of the skull. Yeah. You brought it up many times. That's something that people need to know more about. It's extremely, extremely important. And then two other things that I think would help the audience down the road is talking about the vagus nerve and more about how our immune system works. People hear the word immune system, but they don't understand about the TH1 and TH2, how it's balanced. I'm a targeted individual. What we're dealing with a lot is off-world. And I know, Ben, I'm not going to have you go down that road, but we're dealing with electronic warfare, and I deal with quantum technology, quantum cards, because we're frequency beings. I'd like you to address that, how we are frequency, and they don't address that in med school. A lot of my friends are very well-to-do doctors, and they don't get that training, and there's a reason why. And there's going to be a true patriot on tomorrow. His name's G. Edward Griffin. And this is the big picture. I want you to, Ben, I'm sure you've heard of him. He wrote the book, The Creature of Jekyll Island. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. Oh, wow. I've gotten a lot of good doctors with him. He does a thing every year. It's called the Red Pill Expo, and I'd love to get you on there. Wow. But anyway,
Where is it going to be?
Yeah, they have it all over the country. Dr. Afonso Manzo, who I'm trying to get George to get on, does a lot with quantum healing. He's a good friend of G. Edward Griffin. So it's the people that I know I'm trying to connect, and they're close to getting with the Trump administration. This is all very important because we are under attack. Like you said, we're dealing with toxicity, but it's also controlled. We're getting hit with electromagnetic radiation poisoning. I was diagnosed in 2015 with toxic encephalopathy and electromagnetic radiation poisoning. 37 different diagnoses. I'm a walking miracle. They try to take me out. I've had friends that have already been murdered. We are at war, folks. And I just pray that everybody wakes up because we're getting poisoned not only through the air and the food and the water, but they're hitting us through the towers with the frequency. This is a coordinated effort. Thank you, Ben. Please address what I have to say. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ben. Go ahead.
Wow.
Thank you,
Joe.
You
got smart listeners, man. I didn't catch the gentleman's name, but that guy, he said so many amazing things.
Name's Joe.
You got some smart listeners, George. You know, first of all, G. Edward Griffin, he must be 90 years old. He's been around for a long time.
He's up there.
He's up there, huh? So, all right. So he was talking about a couple things. I remember he said a whole bunch of stuff, but osteoporosis of the skull, first of all. The bone, the skull is made up of bone, obviously. Osteoporosis is a softening of the bone, a porosity of the bone, if you will. Connective tissue, it's the same thing that we talked about. So when I said the connective tissue, building the connective tissue is going to help you with your bones, and it's going to help you with your joints, and it's going to help you with your skin, and it's going to help you with your vascular system, and it's going to help you with your vertebrae. It also is going to help you with osteoporosis of the skull, healthy bone and joint pack, and keep off of the sugar. Sugar, by the way, is very damaging to the connective tissue. It creates a chemical reaction called glycation. And this is one of the main reasons why we age, why the connective tissue deteriorates. So healthy bone and joint pack is the best thing you could do for this osteoporosis of the skull and for all connective tissue issues. And then he said something also very interesting, Joe did, about frequency. You know, we talk about chemistry. We talk about nutrition and nutritional supplements, which I love talking about. But at the end of the day, nutrition only works because of electricity, quantum electricity. It's really a quantum movement of subatomic particles that makes nutrients work. And so at the end of the day, like Joe said, we're frequency beings. We're electrical beings. And this is why things like plant-derived minerals are so important. This is one of Dr. Wong's brilliant insights. Colloidal minerals and ionic minerals, plant-derived minerals, are electrical frequency modulators. And this makes them detoxifiers, and this makes them nutritionally valuable for cells, and it also makes them frequency modulators that help, like a crystal radio, help adjust the frequency, various frequencies that the cells and the various molecules in the cells produce via various electrical phenomena like harmonic resonance. So yes, electricity, at the end of the day, nutrition works because of electricity and plant-derived minerals, ionic minerals, and also omega fatty acids are among the most important electrically protecting molecules you could put in your body, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. Healthy Star Pack, once again, I've got to give kudos to Dr. Wallace for developing this idea. He doesn't talk about it a lot because it's kind of wonky, kind of nerdy, but your listeners are very bright. And if you're interested in adjusting the electrical nature, the frequency nature of the body, make sure that you're using your plant-derived minerals. Your Healthy Start Pack, of course, is going to have the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well as the Ultimate EFAs, which will have the omega-3 fats. And that's the best way to protect yourself from electromagnetic radiation. And that includes, by the way, electromagnetic radiation or photonic radiation that comes from the sun. And plant-derived minerals and omega fats are actually sun-protective for the skin, as well as helping stabilize the electrical energy in your cells.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO, and the website to spend some time with every day, criticalhealthnews.com. John in Wisconsin, take it away. Hey, John.
Hello, hey, George. John. Hello, Ben. Several brief comments that lead to a question, please. Foremost, George, safe travels and best wishes for a great radio roadshow Saturday in Charlotte. I look forward to catching up with you and the crew June 28th in Everett. One of the most important things I've learned being a loyal coast-to-coast listener over the last 6 years came from pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach, and that is Most prescribed medicines treat the symptom, not the problem. 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with celiac disease, which means I'm not supposed to have any gluten. Well, I could not avoid gluten, and my dermatologist put me on a very strong medicine called Dapsone. So for the last 12 years, I've felt good, but I've still had the problem. And the problem with this medicine is long-term effects to the kidneys and the liver, and I was always advised that eventually I need to get off this medicine. Well, the blessing in disguise happened 3 weeks ago when I ran out of the medicine. Back in September, my wife and I moved 5 hours north of where we used to live, so we have no doctors up here, and there's not a dermatologist 2 hours away. So I sat down and I said, John, this is your opportunity to take the advice of pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach and get off that medicine. So I have, and I've been gluten-free. The problem I've run into, pharmacist Ben, or the challenge, is my backside has broken out in a terrible rash and terrible itching, and I'm sure it's just the transition of my body eroding the rest of the gluten. My wife has been putting on like a calamine lotion on my backside, which brings some temporary relief. But here's my question. This week I have to put in an order for some more supplements from Longevity. Is there any product you would recommend that I order that can help me through this transition period? Yep. And Ben, thanks again for all you do. And George, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much. That guy should be on the radio, man. That's a great radio voice.
He's been a guest.
Has he been a guest? Oh, that's great.
He's blind, and I wanted to do a show on what it's like to be blind.
Oh, he's blind.
He's the perfect guest.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. You know, God gives you other gifts. When you lose one sense, you get other gifts, and that, he has a great way of expressing himself. Yeah, he's right on. The gut is the source of all of these kinds of reactions. Anytime you have rashes or itchiness on the skin, or redness on the skin, you want to focus on something that's getting into the bloodstream through what's called a leaky gut, i.e. leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability syndrome. And Doc has developed an amazing product for this condition called the I-26. It's a hyperimmune egg product.
I love that stuff.
It's amazing, right? I use it every day. It's hyperimmune egg. It's really a very creative formulation where they inoculate chickens with various antigens, they say, enemies, and then the chickens make immune substances, antibodies, and they come out in the eggs, and they powder up the eggs, and you take the egg powder, and it helps stabilize the bacteria in your gut. And so I-26 is very important for this leaky gut condition, which it sounds like this gentleman is dealing with. I would also be using the Ultimate Microbiome, which is important for the production of something called butyrate, which is very important for the digestive health, for the digestive lining. And then there's also a wonderful longevity product called Fucoid Z, which is very healing and soothing for the digestive tract for folks who are dealing with this leaky gut condition. Now, you know, gluten gets a lot of bad press, and deservedly so, but there's a lot of other molecules in grains and in seeds that can be problematic, and there's also seed oils, which can be problematic for the digestive, for the intestinal lining. So making sure that you're staying away from all cereal grains and flour and seeds that can contain some of these plant defensive molecules they call lectins. They're also found in various vegetables. So being careful with other substances that are not gluten that are found in cereal grains and vegetables. And also, Doc's been talking about this for decades, man, seed oils. You're starting to hear now. You know, Doc is always 30 or 40 years ahead of the game here. He's been talking about seed oils, the problem with seed oils, since the 1990s, and he's right on. These seed oils, these processed oils, especially deep fried, by the way, are very inflammatory for the intestinal lining, and one of the major causes of this leaky gut condition, leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability syndrome. So staying away from these kinds of oils, using vitamin E and vitamin A can also be protective for the intestinal lining. Same with the Ultimate EFAs, which are part of the Healthy Start Pack, of course, that can also help strengthen the digestive lining and have anti-inflammatory benefits.
Let's go to Lynn in Blair, Nebraska. Hello, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hey, Lynn.
Hello, George. Hi, Dr. Ben. I wanted to ask you about lymphedema. I'm struggling with that now.
Oh, yeah. Lymphedema is, you know, the lymphatic system is very underappreciated in the body. Lymphedema is a swelling that's associated with leakage from the lymphatic system. And there's a lot of things that you need to do. Most important, it's a circulatory issue and a cardiovascular issue. The lymphatic system is part of the vascular system. So a couple things you're going to want to do. I would get on the Healthy Brain Heart Pack as soon as possible. And then I would also do things that help move the lymph around. There's a bunch of things that you could do, but most importantly, it's bodily movement. People who have lymphedema issues tend to be sedentary. So making sure that you're moving your body. You know, one of the great health strategies or health tools that you can keep in your home is a rebounder. You know what that is, George, where you jump up and down with a mini trampoline?
Yeah.
Those are great for moving the lymph around, particularly if you have lymphedema, but also if you're coming down with a cold, jumping up and down a rebounder can help either reduce the severity of a cold or even eliminate the cold by helping move lymphatic fluid around.
Are these the lymph nodes you're talking about?
The nodes are part of the lymph system. They're concentrations, but they're not the whole lymph system. The nodes are just concentrations of lymph. They call them nodes, they're concentrations. But the whole lymph system is a circulatory system. It's part and parcel. It runs parallel. You can call it part of the cardiovascular system. It's just a sign of sluggishness. So moving things around is very important, and treating it like a vascular issue with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Also, slow, deep breathing is a great way to help move the lymph around. In fact, diaphragmatic breathing, as you move the diaphragm, that big muscle in the center of your body, as you practice your slow, deep breathing, diaphragm goes up and down, and that also helps move the lymph. So moving the lymph is a very, very important health strategy for longevity, as well as for folks who are dealing with lymphedema. But you want to treat that basically as a cardiovascular health issue.
We did a full 2 hours yesterday on the vagus nerve system.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Joe talked about the, I think it was Joe, talked about the vagus nerve. Yeah, the vagus nerve is another very important. You did a whole show on it. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Then you probably know what I'm going to say. That's the relaxation part of your body. Activating the vagus nerve is one of the keys to wellness. You know, you have two nervous systems, George. The nervous system is responsible for taking the outside world and turning it into the inside world, but you got two nervous systems. You got a nervous system that is responsible for emergencies, getting you out of a jam, and you got a nervous system that's responsible for all the good stuff, the digestive system, the immune system, and growth and repair and creativity and imagination, all regulated by the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic nervous system. That's where what the vagus nerve regulates, and understanding how to activate that vagus nerve is so important. You know, one of the best ways to activate the vagus nerve, aside from a good lifestyle and good eating and nutritional supplementation and oxygenation, is feeling grateful, gratitude, grace. You know why we say grace before meals? Because it activates the vagus nerve. When you say grace, you get better vagal tone, and you get better digestive juices. One of the worst things you could do is eat when you're under stress or eat in the car or eat when you're at a business meeting or watching the news. Saying grace before meals activates the vagus nerve. You get better digestive juices, a better flow of digestive juices and better digestive functioning via this vagal activity.
We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Those of you on hold, just hang there. We'll do our best to get all of you in. The website is criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment on criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back. George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He joins us every 6 weeks, so he'll be back to us probably the end of May, I would guess, Ben, don't you think?
Wow, oh my goodness, George. Memorial Day, and the year will be halfway done, 2025.
God, it's just...
What a year it's turning out to be, huh?
Blazing, but strange year, isn't it?
Strange year, very strange. You know, do you ever hear The Fourth Turning? Read that book, The Fourth Turning?
Yeah.
This guy's on. We're in it.
Poignant, very poignant.
Yeah, we're in it right now.
Let's go to final calls. First-time caller Kimberly in Cartersville, Georgia. Hello, Kimberly, welcome to the program.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
3 years ago, I grew up in California, and I moved to Georgia 3 years ago. And in California, I had a couple skin cancers pop up, nothing big. Moved to Georgia, got diagnosed with breast cancer, and I've had 12 skin cancers removed in the last 3 years.
Wow.
And I had radiation. I didn't have chemo. And I'm in remission now. But is that, the dermatologist said that that's not uncommon. I've never heard that before.
Well, it might not be uncommon, but it's not supposed to happen. The immune system's supposed to take care of cancer. If you have cancer in general, but especially when you have recurring cancer like you're describing, that's telling me you got an immune system that's being burdened. The heart of the immune system, or the headquarters, if you will, the immune system, is the intestine. So autoimmune diseases, chronic immune reactions, like we talked earlier with the gentleman with shingles, or cancers that recur, always have to be regarded as an immune issue. Taking cancer out mechanically by removing the cancer, that's not going to solve the biochemical problem that's causing the issue. You know, you have to get rid of the cancer, understand, and if you have breast cancer, you got to get rid of the tumor, or sometimes you have to get rid of the breast. But that does not take care of the problem. It takes care of the symptom of the problem. And so what you have to do is you have to start working on your immunity. Whenever you're talking about immunity, you got to talk about the intestine. We previously talked about leaky gut. Guaranteed that's what you're dealing with. And also, you probably know that you've had digestive health issues for a long time. You can't have these kinds of conditions without it. So focus on digestive health. I'd be doing a food diary to see what kind of food you're having a problem with, and then using all the nutritional supplements you can for the digestive system. We talked earlier about I-26, and Jevy's got a great digestive enzyme product called Ultimate Enzymes and Ultimate Microbiome, both of which are important for intestinal health. And then, you know, George, we haven't talked about this for a while. Remember turmeric? Remember how you used to love turmeric?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
I know. I remember we did a show, I forgot, I think it was one guy, we did a show where we talked about turmeric. Jenny's got a new product called Permeric. Turmeric is, and it's a turmeric product, they call it Permeric. It also has black pepper in it. Very, very important for intestinal health. Turmeric's one of the most important anti-inflammatories for the intestine. And also another supplement, nutrient that you like to talk about, we haven't talked about it for a while, is berberine. And berberine is also very anti-inflammatory for the intestine. One of the neat longevity products for folks who are dealing with intestinal health, particularly that constipation, is the Longevity Herbal Rainforest. I know Doc loves that Herbal Rainforest. And that's got something in there called Golden Seal, which is not only a really cool antiseptic or antibiotic, natural antibiotic, but it also is a source of berberine. And it's also great for yeast infections, bonus as well. And so berberine and turmeric, whether you're doing the Permeric for your turmeric or the Longevity Herbal Rainforest, are also something you want to focus on for intestinal health. Any immune condition that includes cancer or shingles or rashes and any inflammation of any kind, always backtrack it to the headquarters of the immune system, which is the intestine.
Why do some people get cancer, Ben? Others don't.
You know, the body is supposed to handle cancer. We all get cancer, George. We're getting cancer every day, but the body handles it. The body clears out those cancer cells. In fact, cancer remits all the time. It comes and it goes. But some people, it stays. It doesn't come and go. It just stays. And that's usually a sign of an overburdened anti-cancer system, we'll call it, which is the immune system. So strengthening the immune system and eliminating stressors on the immune system, which is easier said than done in our culture, because as I said, 80% of our calories comes from ultra-processed food. You know, George, if you want to do one thing to improve your health and longevity, is get off the ultra-processed food. Nobody should ever, ever be eating fast food, McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and all those other things, you know, fast food joints. They are major burdens on the immune system. And, of course, using a good nutritional supplement program can go a long way towards strengthening the immune system.
Or moderation, Ben, moderation.
You know, if you're sick, moderation, you know, it's a fine line between moderation and doing too much. I don't know where that point would be. But if you have cancer, you know, I don't want to say if you have cancer, but if you want to prevent cancer, well, the best thing you could do is avoid toxicity from getting into your body.
People who used to smoke a lot are paying a price now, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. It's hard to come up with a worse thing that you can do to your body than smoking. I mean, think about it, George. You're putting this heat. Forget the nicotine and the tars and the pesticides that are in the tobacco. Just the heat, the fire that's going into your body, into your lungs. It's almost like abuse, self-abuse. It's hard to come up with something worse than smoking. But you know what? After every cigarette you smoke, if you're out there smoking, get yourself some Beyond Tangy Tangerine and gargle with it and then swallow it down. The antioxidants in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine will neutralize some of the damage that's associated with the with the cigarette smoke. So swisher, especially around your mouth, so you don't get a cancer of the mouth or cancer of the tongue or esophageal cancer. There's certain things you could do to mitigate the damage. Also, by the way, hot dogs and processed meats are also very hard on the body, and using Beyond Tangy Tangerine after you eat hot dogs or after you eat processed meats can help mitigate some of the damage and the toxicity associated with these nitrates and processing chemicals.
Next up, let's go to Larry in North Carolina. Hello, Larry. Good morning.
Hey, Larry.
I have two questions I'll give you up front, and then I want to give you some of my background. Two questions I have. I interviewed with Gary Noel one time back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And he turned me on the coenzyme Q10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we interviewed because I was in his movie, The Drugging of Our Children.
Oh, wow.
And my son died from the vaccine. But my background is I'm a certified master chef, and I believe food is definitely medicine. Because everything I made in my restaurant called Fiddleheads was I made from scratch. I made everything, desserts, sauces, soups from bones, the whole nine yards. But the two things I'm interested in are I had a chickenpox party because he mentioned that if you get exposed to chickenpox as an adult, it actually vaccinates you against shingles.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have a question about is methylene blue. I started taking that a couple weeks ago. I take a lot of supplements, but also George.
Yeah,
I've been to Washington twice about my son's injury from a vaccine, and I know I would love to get a hold of Robert F. Kennedy. But I have a lot of research on vaccines. I even went to artificial intelligence to answer some of my questions. I already had the answers for, and it didn't know. Like pertussis is used in rats to cause encephalopathy, which happened to my son. It had no idea what I was talking about. So it's not that smart, by the way. But I'm interested in the chickenpox party and methylene blue.
What can you say, Ben? Go ahead.
I didn't hear it's a chickenpox party.
What kind of party is that, Larry?
I don't know what kind of party.
The kids in my neighborhood, they blamed my dog on having fleas because everybody was getting these little red spots. I said, no, Jackson doesn't have any fleas. So the neighborhood got chickenpox. So I just sold my restaurant. I had time. So I said, let's have a chickenpox party because I need to get exposed to chickenpox.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you build up your immunity to the virus. The same virus that causes shingles causes chickenpox. So what Larry's saying is you build up immunity to the shingles virus by getting chickenpox. And that's really an interesting mechanism. It's like you know, your body makes its own antibodies, its own vaccine, basically.
If you had chickenpox as a kid, are you immune later on?
Yeah, you're less likely to have, you're not going to have chickenpox later, but you're less likely to have shingles. So there's methylene blue is very interesting. You're hearing a lot about methylene blue now. Methylene blue is an antioxidant. It contributes electrical energy, particularly to red blood cells, and it has some really interesting anti-aging properties. It's still not nutrition. It's more like medicine, but it's relatively non-toxic because it actually was one of the first drugs that was ever developed was methylene blue. So it's kind of interesting. I don't really work with methylene blue as much because it's a drug, but it does have some interesting benefits, and you are starting to hear more and more about it.
Fascinating indeed. Let's go to Suzanne in Minneapolis. Hello, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
In
2019, I had hyperparathyroidism, and I had two of my thyroids taken out, or two of, I don't know what they're called. And then in 2022, I became diabetic. And then in 25, I got rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, my. Jeez.
And I have osteoporosis, and I still have, my calcium is still high. And I get rashes, and I started taking probiotics, and I'm feeling better, but it just, like, all happened, you know, at once.
Everything you're talking about is the first two points in the triangle of disease that I talked about earlier, digestion and blood sugar. I'd be doing a food diary, and I mentioned a few food diary a couple times already. Let me just explain that real quick. You write down everything you eat and then how your body responds from a digestive perspective or a skin perspective after specific foods. When you notice a digestive issue or skin issue associated with foods, you eliminate those foods. That's very, very important for people who have any kind of immune issue. And rheumatoid arthritis is a classic example of an autoimmune disease that begins in the intestine. And then also the diabetes issue is a blood sugar issue. I'd be getting on the healthy blood sugar pack as soon as possible, and also all the digestive support that we talked about, including the I-26, which can be very helpful, and you might want to try the Permeric. But the digestive support is the most important thing for you, I-26, ultimate enzymes if you're using longevity products, and then for the blood sugar, the healthy blood sugar pack. And then also, real quick, for the gentleman earlier, I think Larry's name was the chef, I'm not sure. He said chicken pox is going to protect him against shingles. I'm not sure that's the case. I just want to reiterate that. Chicken pox may actually, if you have chicken pox, that may actually increase your risk of developing shingles later in life, but it's still an immune condition. All boils down, George, to the immune system, which is the inflammatory system, which means go back to that triangle of disease, digestive health, blood sugar health, and then if you want to do something a little bit extra, work on your adrenals and your thyroid. But everything will get better if you start focusing on food. As Larry mentioned, let food be thy medicine. Let medicine be thy food, as Hippocrates said. Or as Steve Jobs said, which is the reverse, let food be if food is not your medicine, pretty soon medicine is going to be your food, which is another way of looking at it. And then focus on the on the blood sugar system. Longevity's got some awesome products. We are dedicated to helping people understand their bodies, understanding nutrition, and understanding how to make sure that you access that 120 years of genetic lifespan that we're all entitled to gracefully, so we can age gracefully without suffering. And that's really what the message is all about at Longevity. And I encourage everybody, if you're interested in what we're talking about here, to call 1-855-949-7234 and participate in the products. Get on the Daily with Doc call that I do every Friday, or that my friend Rebecca Dukes does 5 days a week. And really participate in your own health. We don't need medicine, people. We need lifestyle strategies. And that means food. That means good nutrition and nutritional supplementation, of course, as well as spiritual, mental, and emotional strategies. We can all do this. Nobody has to suffer from a chronic degenerative disease.
Doc talks a lot about osteosporosis of the skull.
Yeah. That's the whole connective tissue thing that we talked about earlier. It's how we age. Our connective tissue deteriorates. You know, one of the best things you can do to build your connective tissue, this is so cool, George, eat connective tissue. When you eat connective tissue, you build your connective tissue. Bone broth is one of the best things you could do for building connective tissue. Collagen peptides, and Jeffy's got a great collagen peptide product. TMR shake, I love my TMR shake. Man, if you take a TMR shake and put it with some banana and a little bit of chocolate almond milk, oh my God, it tastes like the most delicious chocolate shake you ever had. And it's going to help build your collagen, build your connective tissue, anti-age you. These are all the things that we can do from the comfort of our own living rooms and bathrooms and kitchens to make sure that we stay we live a long life and we stay healthy all the way through.
Ben, if folks want to email you, how do they do that?
Absolutely. Health at Critical Health News. We love our emails. Health at Critical Health News. We read and answer all of our emails. Health at Critical Health News, my friend Dr. Peterson. Specifically, shout out to him because I know he helps a lot of folks directly, personally. We love talking to folks. This is a people business. We're here to help the people, and we're here to help people help other people. And if we all do that, if we all put our hands together, we can end this scourge of chronic degenerative disease that is so unnecessary and so tragic.
We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance, folks. Once again, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, a medical intuitive talks about evil, and we'll do readings in our final hour.